Well, the provincial government announced their comprehensive plan for the reopening of schools in September. School districts will plan for three scenarios: in-school classes resuming with health measures, in-school classes partially resuming, and at-home learning if in-school classes are suspended or canceled. Well, for his thoughts on these scenarios and the overall plan, we've reached Dean Ingram, who's the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
So what did you make of the province's announcement for reentering schools this September?
It generated a lot of questions. There's certainly a lot of unanswered questions that we think absolutely need to be addressed and concerned. We have concerns about the inconsistencies that we see in terms of the direction we've given for the past 4 months in terms of maintaining physical distancing, the use of masks, for example, and these are things that we have concerns with.
Talking about physical distancing, will classes remain the same size as normal?
As I read the plan, and I quote from page 12, it says, consider limit capacity of rooms, fair enough, but if you turn back to page 3, there's some other quotes there. It actually says that you would not adjust routines to accommodate smaller class size. So these are questions. So as I read the plan, certainly not emphasizing the need to reduce class size, if at all. And these are certainly a lot of people that have a lot of concerns that among their teachers, but certainly is mirrored by comments and feedback outreach I've had from parents and even students.
What should the ideal class size be?
We know that right now the class size needs reduced. I mean, the concerns about class size in this province isn't new for our association. We've been speaking with this for a number of years. I mean, it was it's why we've been calling for an independent review of the teacher allocation model for a number of years. It was supposed to be done since 2011, but has not been done. We know that, well, just imagine this. We know that there are junior highs in this province, grade 8 class, that has up to 34 students. How can you separate those students in a classroom with numbers that large? You simply physically cannot do it. So when you look at those numbers, we need to reduce them. This is why I'm calling for, but certainly what we need to review and a reduction pre-COVID. We certainly need one now during COVID. It's exactly what's been recommended for the past 4 months.
And Dean, is there any idea as to what the numbers of the classes should be in your opinion?
It certainly should be reduced. I think, firstly, we have to ensure that class sizes are such that we can adhere to the principles as outlined by the healthcare authorities. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not an infectious degree specialist. But we have to ensure that the recommendations that maintain a safe environment are possible. Having large class sizes such as we currently do in many centers, many schools across the province, without a reduction, a significant reduction, those measures will not be able to be implemented.
Now, phys ed and music teachers have been expressing their disapproval with the fact that they weren't consulted on how to proceed with their classes this school year. What are you hearing from them?
I've had outreach from them as well, concerns of some of the dynamics. In fact, I understand that there's been outreach directly through there with regards to this for a number of outlets. What I can say is that we have to ensure that physical distancing. Now, there are means at which you can adequately, I know adequately is probably the wrong term, but certainly deliver curriculum to students in music and phys ed through alternate environments. This is where there needs to be an emphasis on professional learning. Because I want to stress that no one wants COVID to pass any more than their province teachers. Ideally, we have a vaccine developed very soon, mass distributed, and COVID will be a thing of the past, a distant memory by September. Is that a reality? Questionable at best. But in the meantime, if we're going to prepare for possible scenarios, we have to be prepared for the worst, hope for the best. But we have to ensure that there's adequate professional learning from a technical side, if you move there, but also from a pedagogical side. For the music educators, for physical educators, teachers are very creative. They can find ways to make things work. But again, there needs that time to design a plan that would maintain health and safety of students. We know that in this plan, there's reference to enhanced cleaning protocols. This, of course, will be applicable in a physical education environment with equipment being used, similar in a music education environment with equipment used there as well. There has to be provisions made for the cleaning there. There needs to be enhanced cleaning protocols, but there also has to be resources put in place to allow for those protocols to be enacted. These are amongst the questions that we have. Will the necessary resource be put in place in terms of cleaning staff, caretaking staff, to allow those enhanced protocols to be implemented? These are amongst the questions that we have.
I overheard a teacher in a store the other day saying that she decided to retire because teaching was becoming an added cost on her personally. Do you think that there will be an additional lack of resources due to this pandemic that teachers will have to pick up and bear the brunt of?
For decades, teachers out of their own pockets have been investing their own personal monies in supporting their classrooms. That's common. It's been happening for years. In a post-COVID environment, I know of teachers that have done this, that have gone out and purchased their own cleaning supplies, their own Lysol wipes and so on, to ensure that they'll be prepared for this when they return. Because teachers want to get back. These things that, but in terms of perhaps a bigger concern, right, other than that is a concern, I want to stress this here, is we have a real concern, and we've voiced this issue about our substitute teachers. We already have parts of this province right now that are experiencing shortages of substitute teachers. We're seeing occurrences where substitute teachers simply aren't available. We see this occurring in areas that you wouldn't have dreamed of. Reports of schools in the Metro St. John's area, for example, not having access to a substitute teacher for the day. Administrators having to make over 60 phone calls to actually attain the service of a substitute teacher when teachers are out on leave for various leave reasons. With the COVID pandemic that has struck, we know that a number of our substitute teachers have been very exposed to this. A number of them are considering leaving the profession. They've voiced that to me directly. We also know that every year, jurisdictions from outside the province recruit teachers from Newfoundland and Labrador. Our teachers are amongst the most highly trained and best qualified in the world, and they are in demand. There will be a number of them that will consider leaving the province unless there are measures taken to address the concerns that they have. This province cannot afford to lose any young professionals. We need to retain our young professionals for the health of the province going forward. Our demographics are clear on that.
Now, the province also announced $20 million for technology, and we just heard in the last half hour, we've been hearing for a while from our MHA from Torngat Mountains about the lack of internet service on the coast. Is there a concern as well from the technology standpoint of what that's going to mean for the impact on teachers and students this coming September?
I think the provision of the $20 million, that is a positive. Certainly providing access to needed device for students and teachers is certainly a positive. But I can speak with some authority on this, is that prior to assuming the NLTA presidency, I was an online educator, and I did teach students online in various places along the coast of Labrador. I know that the challenge with bandwidth and internet access is absolutely real. It creates problems throughout. The MHA, she's certainly accurate, says that there are parts along the Labrador coast and other parts of the province, too, I might add, where access to bandwidth is problematic. But not only access to it, there are various families that can't afford to pay for the home-based internet service, even if it is available. There needs to be an examination. What do we do for those students that operate in a low bandwidth environment or, because of various other reasons, simply can't afford to purchase or pay for the internet coming in their homes that may be available? Without that address, these are concerns there. I know Minister Davis spoke to this a few weeks back, but it's a real concern, and there needs to be a serious discussion between now and the start. How do we address concerns? How do we ensure that those students that may not have access to the necessary bandwidth are provided an opportunity for online? I do want to stress is that we're hopeful that the COVID will not resurge. And the safe, best way to ensure that it doesn't resurface, that we don't have a resurgence of it, is ensure that necessary health and safety protocols are put in place from the outset. The only way that I see to ensure that is the case is that there has to be the necessary resources in our schools. Enhanced access to cleaning services. We need to have a reduction in class size. We need to be more diligent on physical distancing. We need to ensure that the use of various other personal protective equipment is not just not discouraged, we need to ensure that it takes the next step and actually encouraged. These are things we're looking forward to. As I mentioned, I believe I mentioned it, is that the Premier did reach out to me yesterday morning, and I had a discussion with him, where the Premier assured me that the NLTA, we would be involved in discussions. We would meet with public health to actually outline our concerns in the school system. We'd also involve in consultation as we move to the implementation phase. There's a lot of unanswered questions, and we need to ensure that the implementation of an educational environment in the fall is one that's done in a safe manner. And the only way to do that, we need the infusion of resources from the curriculum side, but we also need to be aware of the concerns about student mental health. We know that there were students that were receiving services prior to COVID. Many of them may have regressed. The anxieties that families experienced during COVID are absolutely real.
We need
an enhanced school counselor allocation. It should have been revised since then. Government's own commission said 1 to 333 back in 2007. I know that 13 years later, the needs have certainly increased, and we're currently operating 1 to 500, significantly greater than government's own commission recommended 13 years ago.
Certainly is still a lot of unanswered questions, and we're going to have to leave it there this morning, but I want to say thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.